Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And tonight is Saturday, which is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, so we'll be doing some wonderful Lightship healings. We'll be doing that in the next 5 or 10 minutes, so this is what people look forward to at the end of the week, to go up to the Lightship to have some personal physical healings done to them. And we're going to have that tonight. So let's start here with an emotional clearing. And then we'll go to the Lightship. So here we go. So we'll go back 5 days in your life to clear away some of the emotional densities, traumas, just basically stuff. And here we go. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. And we'll get rid of some entities here. So we'll do that within the next couple minutes here. Remember, entities are ghosts. They're emotional bodies of people who no longer live. But the emotional body hangs out and looks for a host. And we can have hundreds, if not thousands, of these energies with us here. So we'll start clearing them away right now. And work with the bottom of our feet, working up. And at the same time here, what we're going to do is the special healing here, which is your mind to heart drop to get you centered so you can actually be heart-centered when you go to the light. So we'll do that right now, and we'll drop you down from your mind consciousness into your heart where your spirit resides. So we're dropping down. I'll count to 10 backwards from 10 to 1. Here we go. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So it should feel pretty heart-centered. Just think a thought, and it should be coming out of your chest area. And we're working now up to our waist with these entities here. And just moving up our body, we have a sponsor on tonight, which is Brett. So, Brett, are you out there?
Yep, I'm here. Hi, Ron.
Hi.
Hello to everybody listening.
Wonderful.
Good to be here.
Great. So if you have any questions you want to ask now, Brett, I'll just continue on here with the clearing of entities here. If you want to just come up, maybe pose a question or something, if you like.
Since we're going on the Lightship tonight, I was hoping we could visit a certain room. I don't know the name of the room, but basically I remember you put your hands out onto a plate that's in front of you, and the plate puts vitamins and minerals into your body.
Yes, that's in the food court, uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. Could we visit that tonight?
Sure. That's quite nice. Normally you feel your body kind of buzzing after that experience here, and you a lot of times get awakened because you have missing things as far as nutrients with us here. So we're working now up to our shoulders, neck, and head. And here we go. And I'm going to go into also tonight in the Lightship room. We're going to go on to where the swans are. So that's a wonderful healing room, too. And here we go. So we'll just explain this briefly here. So when you go to the Lightship, you're there with your spirit naturally. And you're transported up out of time to the Lightship with your physical body. And this portion of this call here, this radio program, will only work live. So if you're listening to an archive, it's okay. You may just feel the energy around you and through you, but you won't be on the Lightship. But you will have healing. So if you wish to bring up the light being on your monitor screen, you can do so. Just scroll down a little ways on the scroll bar, and it's right there. And we're now going to be going to the Lightship. So naturally, a lot of people like to have their animals and pets come up, maybe flowers, plants, your garden possibly. And here we go. We're going up right now. I'll count to five. You can feel the energy shifting. and you're actually surrounded by a special energy from the light ship for this special bilocation process here. This is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago also for his healing. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and we're on the light ship right now. And whatever we brought up with us is going to where it needs to go to. And we're having our body scanned. And now we're going into the orientation room, and this is where the light beings start to talk with us through mental telepathy. And they're describing to us what they find out is wrong with us and what we may need. We're also in communication with them directly. And all the healings that you have tonight are between you and the light being doctors. So let's first go into one of the rooms here. And this session normally is around 10 to 15 minutes in length. If you're just a first-time caller, this is what we normally do, is go there for 10 to 15 minutes. So the first room that we're going into is the hot tub room. And this is used to detoxify our bodies. We're in a colored gel right now, which is blue. And you might feel the energy of blue. I'm going to increase it for you right now. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And we also had the request from Brett tonight about going into the food court and being energized by these golden plates. So the way it works is there are light beings that have to physically eat like we do. Their portions are much smaller typically. And remember, the light beings take on the physical body, what they're going to be reincarnating into, I should say incarnating into their first incarnation. So they're already connected to and live with the spiritual blueprint of that life form. But they haven't left the light ship yet. And when they do go, then they won't be returning typically. They'll be out just like we do here and enjoy the universe of light. Although here on this planet we got trapped. But I won't get into that right now. But here we go. So let's go into the special location. And this is where the golden plates are. So you're actually right now putting your hands on these golden plates. And you may feel your whole body vibrating right now. For some people, the hair on their arms actually stand up when they touch the plates down here. Remember, you're doing this down here. Also, you can feel the energy. And up on the light ship, you're in the special room where this is being done to you. So you're actually having this wonderful experience now. They're sampling energies in you. Now we're going into the room where they're actually going to be putting into you what you're missing as far as nutrients. And I'll count to five. You're going to feel your body probably have an energy surge as this happens. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And right now you're getting what you need right now, this very moment, for your body to probably help to regenerate itself here. So we're going into another location. Like I mentioned, the swans. This is a very nice location. There's three swans that will be coming to us for healing. We're in this beautiful water. It's silver, sparkles like diamonds. And the swans are with us right now. You might actually feel them. If you want to touch the swans like you're doing on the light ship, you can put your hands out in front of you and actually move them maybe back and forth, left to right, up and down. And at some point when you move them out, probably within maybe 10 inches from your body, you can actually feel the energy. And you might even feel the texture of their feathers. They're very, very beautiful beings. So here we go. And they'll do healings on us. So you want to just request healings inside of your head, we'll say. Use your heart to connect, and you can do it that way also. You should be basically all heart-centered right now. So if you have a thought, it should come from your chest cavity. If you try to use your head, it may not work. You may use it. It's the same process, so you may not feel the energy in your head, maybe in your heart as you think. So let's go into another room. We got Butterfly on, so here we go, taking her up. At least I think Butterfly is a female. But anyway, here we go. She's going up right now. I saw her on the fast chat, and she's taking me up, so you're up there. Let's go into a room where they work with our blood energy. This is physical life force energy also. This is a room that's all red, oddly enough. And we'll bring in the red energy. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There Here we go. We're in this room now having healings. And I like to go into the amethyst room. That's very peaceful, very calming. So we're going in there right now, bringing the amethyst energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And it's with you right now. So again, just kind of sample the energies, feel it, see how it is. Because you're actually right now physically in a room full of amethyst crystals. And how are you feeling, Brett?
I'm feeling great, Ron. Very, very relaxed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So a lot of the calls, they go into what I call the centrifuge room. This is what we do on Mondays and Fridays. And this helps to eliminate negativity from us, negative projections that we have on our mind, our thoughts, sometimes physical problems that we're dealing with, addictions. And this room is a silver room, and it spins. And it's like mirrored walls on the inside of it. And as you think a thought of what you wish to have released from you, if you're able to sense, maybe even see that, you can actually see this like kind of like a fog energy kind of leave you, or like a little cloud of energy leaving somewhere in your body as it comes out of you and goes to the walls. It gets attracted to it. So what we do is bring in the energy of lack, and the light ship uses this lack energy to release this, because the lack energy resonates with everything that is non-light, which is judgment. So here we go. Bring in this energy. We're in this room right now, starting to spin. And if you happen to see flashes of like silver, this is probably because you're actually seeing that on the light chip also. Some people actually see rainbow colors too. So here we go. Here comes the lack energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And it's like Joni's asking about going up too. So you're going up, Joni. Just by listening right now, you're actually going to be on the light ship. So that's no problem. So if you come in a little bit late, you're on the light ship. Next room we're going into is a room where they will work with our muscles. So if you have any tight muscles, like say in your back, your shoulders, legs, anywhere, request your healing, because the light only works in the now. So they'll do a session with you. But it's up to you to request more if you wish to have more of a healing, because they'll never go past you know, what you're asking for. They don't want to make you too well, basically. That's kind of the way it works, because that's against your free will. So you have to tell them how much you wish to have. That might sound a little funny to some people, but remember, the light doesn't judge anything. So it gives you what you ask for, and you have to tell them what you need, okay? So they will just give you enough of an energy, and if you're happy on the light chip for it, you may say, oh, that's good, it feels great, I can deal with half this pain. Well, down here you might say, you know, half is not good enough for me. So then you want to request down here, and then that will override what you have done on the light ship. So it's always best. So here we go. We're going into this room where they're working with their muscles and taking away this energy. So here we go. I'll bring in the energy down here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's go into a tree room. That's very nice for a lot of people that like the tree energy on the light ship. And if you want to hug a tree, you can do so. It's right in front of you right now. There's a lot of trees. And they're pretty large, most of them. They're probably about a 20-foot diameter tree, so it's very easy to hug. Okay, so here we go. And here comes the tree energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And since we have Butterfly on the fast chat here, and she's a girl, and let's go into the butterfly room. So here we go. It's like really, really large monarch butterflies. The wingspans can be probably 30 feet. So here we go. And we could even ride on the butterflies if we wish. This is quite an experience if you, this is the first time that you've come on this call and you're able to sense the energy. So let's go on the butterflies now, and we'll bring in their energy for us down here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. And we'll go into one other room. Let's go into the room where they work with basically our head area, maybe gums and teeth, sinuses. So let's do some clearing here of sinuses for people. And here we go. They're giving us some special solution to drink. It's like a very thick silver paste going inside of our mouth. And it's also being applied externally to us over our cheekbones and our sinuses around our neck right now. You might actually feel this sensation, the vibration of this. So here we go. And we'll bring in the silver energy. It's used to help eliminate some of the infections that we may heal. So here we go. So bringing it in stronger, 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 and you might feel your saliva changing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Boy, that's pretty thick stuff. I have to get some water. Here we go. Oh, that's much better. So let's go into a room. Another one, let's go into where they're showing me again the hot tub. So let's go into the hot tub room. This is the golden gel. So if you're kind of cool where you are possibly, you can ask to have the temperature increased. If you're really warm, then you can have it go the other direction. So we're going into this golden energy. It's very, very bright gold. And it like reflects light. Just like mirrors do. So we're in this right now. It's all around us. And again, request your healing. This is going to help to detoxify your body. And what we could do is, I do this on the conference calls that we have. Let's do one glass of water. So if you're new to this here, we do this once in a while here. So get a glass of water, everybody. And we're going to do some emotional water for everybody. And this we do normally on our 8-hour conference calls, which we'll be doing in November coming up here. So we'll go into another room, then we'll do the water charging in about a minute. So let's go into the room where they have the rainbow energy from the rainbow waterfall. It caresses your auric field, goes around your body, just feels wonderful. Gives you a lot of vitality here. So here comes the water. I'll bring that in here. You may feel it around your body. May even have the room smell different completely. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Kind of enjoy that. We have a question here from, it's like butterfly, is there a platinum a room, I believe. My fast chat kind of went off. Is that correct, Brett?
Yeah, that's right. It's from Butterfly. Okay. Is there a platinum room healing energy?
Okay, let's bring that in. So they'll have to check off the energy of platinum here on the Earth. It's not on the light ship that I'm finding, but they will simulate that for us right now. So we can run that energy if you wish. So here we go. Here comes the energy of platinum. So I'll count to 10 as it comes in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. For myself, my saliva is changing instantly here. How are you doing, Brett? Can you sense a change too?
Yeah, I can feel it. In my mouth, yeah.
Yep. And we have a request here for a lymphatic body cleansing. So let's do that in the hot tubs here. So So they're going to bring in another energy for this particular clearing. And they're showing me like a violet energy right now. Remember, the energies change according to the different types of healings. And sometimes they use different colors at different times, even for the same type of healing. So right now we're having violet coming into us. And I'll count to 10 as it comes in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so everybody on the call is live. Let's get our glass of water right now. All these healings work live when you're listening to the call, but they don't work when you're listening to an archive, but you will feel the energy. So take your glass of water and put your hands on both sides of it. And normally it's below the water level. And we're going to bring in some emotional water for you. This will tend to balance you out instantly as you drink it. And it just tastes very good, too. So here we go. We'll see what particular light beings wish to charge it. We're going to have the swans do it, since we're in with the swans right now anyway. So here we go. Here's the swan energies coming. And here they come. Stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Just hold the glass. You may feel your body buzzing. A lot of people feel their hands kind of pulsate. They get very warm. Some people actually get very sweaty palms and fingers during this process. On differently. And right now the water is being activated for you for what you need this very moment. Remember, the light only works in the now. This water will work tonight for you. So just drink the water during this PBS radio program here. And it will give you what you need to calm you down, to balance you out here. So here we go. Water's done. So everybody have some water.
Hey, Ron, I had one more light ship request, if it was possible.
Sure, okay.
I had a birthday yesterday, and I was wondering if we could have a slice of light ship cake.
Okay, with the candle.
That's possible.
Okay, so this is great. So happy birthday, Brett. So your day. So let's go into the food court. This is where we went before with those golden plates. So here we go. Let's go into the room, and we'll have a little birthday party. And this is real up there, believe me. Everybody on this call is going to have a little piece of cake, although the light ship only has small little pieces. It's not like we get down here. So the piece of cake, or what they simulate here for us, it will be about a half an inch square. And Brett will have a little candle on his. He may have a couple of pieces since it's his birthday. And any particular type of cake you like, Brett?
I pretty much like any type of cake.
Okay, well, I like chocolate, so let's get like a chocolate. How about a chocolate cake?
Chocolate's good.
We'll get a double chocolate, and you want some ice cream on it?
Oh, please, yeah.
Okay, so they'll simulate that for us too. Give us what they can produce there, and here we go. It's being prepared for us right now. There's ice cream on it. So we're taking a little utensil, we'll say, and now we're going to put that underneath our tongue. So if you feel your saliva changing, it's because you're having cake on the light chip. And this is it right now coming to us. And having another little bite of it. It's very, very high potency as far as nutrients, so this is why we don't get much up there. And actually we need something to have it go down. So they give us some special water. They're bringing over some green water for us right now. Again, it's about a half a teaspoon. And we're having that right now. I'll just count to five as you're swallowing it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now it's in your mouth, and you're swallowing the water. So there you go, Brett. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
We have the light beings in one of the rooms now that we're in. They're actually singing to us. They're little wonderful little songs that they sing. Remember, they are conscious beings just like we are, and it's all perfect vibrations. So we're having healing work done right now. Okay, and we'll go into another room here, and we'll go back into the centrifuge room. We're in these rooms all the time, but I'll bring in some more of the energy. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So we just went into the platinum room a little bit ago asking a question on the fast chat. What's the purpose of it, of gold or platinum? Well, they have different frequencies that we resonate to. So remember, our body's made up of different elements. And so by requesting that, it's going to maybe put back into balance these different energies that's inside of your body. This is why we used platinum, and also it's the first time I've ever had platinum come into us. Gold and silver are very, very common on the light ship. So this is what they use up there. And it's a different frequency. What we have here is a lot purer, but it's still going to help you out. So it's used for healing energies. Okay. If we have any requests here, I have one about depression.
Yeah, there's also one for kidney detox, and that's from Heal.
Okay, so let's go into that room. So you may feel energy is coming into you. Again, they're giving us some wonderful water to drink. This water looks like it's pinkish colored. It's pink with like red stripes in it. So it has two different frequencies. It's not blended at all. It looks like a candy cane sort of, but it's pink and red. And we're having this water now. Again, it's about a half a teaspoon, and you might feel your kidneys respond to it within probably maybe 10 seconds here. And we'll do a detox, too, and we're going into one of the hot tubs again to have this healing done to us here. And they're also putting us in a hot tub which has orange energy in it. And all these colors are very, very vibrant, fluorescent. Here's the orange energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we're bringing more of that lack energy. Here it comes. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3. This is to get rid of negative patterns, addictions, mind thoughts, physical pain, etc. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go into a special room where they use an energy which is black in color, has golden speckles in it, and this is for pain release. So here we go, bringing that energy in. So don't be confused about seeing a black energy. So here we go. 1, coming in, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go into the room where we have the vibration for like bone density, okay? So this will just say it's a room that they work with our skeleton on, in our skeleton system. So here we go. Going into this room here, checking this out. And we're having some like, kind of like a whitish, maybe a tan colored, light tan paste. E type of solution put into our mouth. Here it comes. Again, it's about a half a teaspoon. Feels kind of grainy to me right now. So I'll have some more of my emotional water to get it down here. And here we go. And we're having that now. And let's go into another location. Let's go into the location where the Earth Spirit has created its new blueprint for its new Earth, which is not going to be the one here. It'll be an eighth-dimensional reality as we know dimensions here, okay? like I say, on the light ship, there's no such thing as dimensions, okay? But down here, we tend to separate them out by what we understand, okay? So we're going to go into this room, and let's go into the room where they have trees on 8D. So here comes the tree energy to us. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So you may feel this wonderful energy of trees that the Earth Spirit has already put in motion in a blueprint. It's not energized yet. So we're actually sampling what it can do for us as far as the actual simulation, we'll just call it, of the 8D Earth, because it's not in manifestation yet, but that's the blueprint, and it is energizing the trees for us. Here we go. So let's take our emotional water, if you haven't drunk all of it, and let's energize what you have left, or if not, just get some more. And we're going to run the energy of what the water would taste like in 8D. Here we go. So coming into this water will be this new frequency. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So just again, hold your hands on it. And we're having the Earth Spirit actually energizes for us. And if you just got new water right now, it's still going to work for you. And here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So again, you might want to type in to the fast chat some questions here. We'll be coming back from the light ship in a few minutes, or you can even maybe call in if you wish. And Brett and myself will help you out with those questions. So here we go. We'll activate the water some more. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so this feels pretty good to me. If it's we just got water, wait about a minute. And then drink it. So I'm going to have some of mine right now and just see how it tastes. Mine's very, very fluid. Very, very slick. Goes right on down quite nicely. Different taste to the regular water that we had before. How's your water, Brett?
Yeah, it does taste, I don't know, thinner or... More liquidy, yeah. Goes down very smooth.
Yeah. So that I don't even know right now that I even had water. My mouth is like it was before, and the water's in me. There's no residue to the water at all. Very interesting. So we'll go into one final room here, and if you've got your water laid, I'm sure it's done right now, so have some water. And let's go into the room where the dolphins are. And here we go. We're going in there. There's three dolphins. If you wish to pet them, feel them, you can. You can feel their skin. They're in front of you. Move your hand just out in front of you a little ways and move them up and down, back and forth. You're going to actually feel and sense the energy. Here we go. So here comes the dolphins. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Let's bring in some oxygen, which will help to heal our lungs here. And also, it'll work past that, but mainly we just consider the oxygen for lung healing. But it goes through your whole body. So here's number 57 coming. I'll count to 10 as it comes in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Take a deep breath, maybe inhale, exhale a few times, and you're going to find out that this is a little different. My taste a little different. Might even awaken you some. And next, we'll bring in one other oxygen, number 7. Here it comes. So count to 10 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and the water that you're drinking is only for tonight. Okay, and here comes another oxygen for you to breathe. Each one has its own healing properties to it. Get my pencil to spell down. Number 22, oxygen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and we'll bring in another one here. And this is number 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, we're going to conclude our call here. So, we're going into the orientation room again, where the doctors that we work with tonight on the light ship are telling us about the healings that we've had. The healings are between you and the light beam doctors. And we're now going into the transporter room. And if we brought any animals or pests up, flowers, garden or whatever, trees that you have in your yard, they're now going to be coming back with you. This is all just for personal healing. So some people will try to maybe bring all the trees up on the planet. It doesn't work that way. Just ones that you request that's around you that you typically would own. And so here we go. Coming back down. And I'll count to five as we come down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So I'll turn it over to you, Brett, and I'll have some water in the meantime here.
Okay. I do have a few questions written down.
Mm-hmm.
And the first question I had was about the quarantine room. And I know anyone that's been on any of the 8-hour calls is familiar with that. Is that actually considered part of the light ship, or is that something separate?
It's separate from the light ship. They had to create this in order for us to have healings. Otherwise, we cannot have healings because of the darkness. So I'll just describe that. The light ship does not allow any darkness in its facility. So it's all strictly light energy, and the light energy has no judgment. And the darkness energy would have judgment mixed with it, okay? And the darkness can also be extraterrestrial light forms and attachments and everything else. So anything of non-light would go to the quarantine room. And it's outside of the light ship, and so this is the way that you can have a healing done to these particular maybe cells of your body, energetic bodies. You can have the alien parasites, critters released from you there because they can't go to the light ship. So the reason why they can't, if you were to say, unknowing to you, you maybe had a bunch of these octopus energies, say, in your shoulder, and you were to go to the light ship, this is why I take people to the light ship. Well, you can't go to yourself by trying to connect to it. So if you were to go there, the light ship would see you with densities, okay? And naturally, by seeing densities in you, you would be actually basically using the word terminated because they don't allow darkness to be there. So if the light ship were to get infested some way with any type of non-light energy, then their system would be corrupted, and they'd lose and compromise the light, so they can't do that. But outside of the light ship, they can work with these energies and release them and extricate them from you. And if you've been on the 8-hour calls at all, you know that we do a lot of work in 8 hours' time. These are Sunday calls. We're doing the first three Sundays of November coming up here. And that'll be, again, working with our body and I believe our skeleton system and nervous system, too. So these are a body organ, clearings that we're doing. So it takes out these energies. And you don't know how bad off you are until you have a clearing because you think that you're fine, and then all of a sudden you feel so much better. And that's the way these healings work. They're not evasive to you almost all the time. Sometimes you may go through a bumpy ride on these because we're taking out extraterrestrial life forms that inhabit us. And it could be bumpy for a little bit. And that's just the way it works. But these things actually are why we die. So they're trying to give us some extra life into our body. And along with that, all the processes here of the healings are to get you more connected with your spirit so your spirit can come into you, because your spirit doesn't want to come into darkness either. So I hope I answered that question okay for you, Brett.
Yeah, you did. Is there a difference between the quarantine room and having the quarantine body clearing with you?
The room is where they do this. The quarantine bodies are the ones that are infected. So we have a lot of bodies that have the energies in them that are compromised. And then there could be just some parts of the bodies that may be improper. So a lot of the bodies look like you physically. And there's different parts of the bodies that, have problems. And this is why people don't always heal, because these energetic bodies are corrupted and they're not known about. So it's very hard to heal them, because the darkness maybe even could have stole part of that body and put it someplace in the dark side universes. So the light chip has to go out to find the bits and pieces of you. And
so
they do during
if a person calls to have the quarantine body clearing with you, does that actually take place on the light ship?
Oh, of course, yeah. All the healings that I do takes place with the light ship, yes. Uh-huh.
I mean on board the light ship.
The quarantine bodies, no, that would be still outside the light ship. But probably would not recognize the difference of being on the light ship or being in quarantine, because they're actually taking you completely apart in the quarantine rooms. You're going back to your basic initial spiritual blueprint of who you are, and then they reform you over again and find out where the darkness is. And if there's a part of that blueprint missing, like a puzzle piece, then they go out to look for it. So it's very complicated and very complex, but basically, you know, what I do here in that short amount of time, which sounds like it's, like a ride to Disneyland, having this great adventure, there's so much going on that you wouldn't even understand, even on a conscious level. Some people who actually see what's happening, it like blows your socks off on how much love and work they do on us to have, to help us out. From this darkness energy that's attached to us. So it's quite something to understand that. But for our simple minds here, it just seems like it's very easy to do. And, like snapping your fingers and it's done. But there's so much behind the scenes that they're doing. It's just, mind-boggling. I can say that much. So back to you, Brad.
Okay, I had a question about the death barcode clearing, and
good one.
The question was, if a person is close to death, is it ever inappropriate to do the death barcode healing for them? Can it be harmful in any way?
No, what it would do is take away the energy preventing them from healing. It just depends how far along that death process they are. So let's say hypothetically that a person is on their fourth death barcode, which means that they're probably going to be typically pretty old, but not always, but we'll just say that they are. Maybe they're 75 years of age, and they're running into their fourth death barcode. And so maybe that barcode is going to come into effect maybe in 9 months, where they have a way to get out of here. So if you had that clearing done for somebody, which you can do, you can just put their name in and do the clearing, what they would have and benefit with would be more life force energy. So you'd have all the life force brought back to you from the the first three death barcodes, and the fourth one naturally is going to be hitting, which is probably where the dark side decided to take you out completely. And naturally, you know, maybe if you're bedridden or, you know, have pain in your body, you might just say, you know, I just want to get out of here. So you say, okay, I'll be leaving in 9 months. This is what your, quote-unquote, spiritual contract would be with the darkness. So this is what happens with people, is that you think that you have the free choice, free will to leave here, but it's actually the chosen time of death by the dark side. So they want you to be here as long as possible to suffer in misery and pain, and you're able to help yourself or help somebody out that way also, because it would bring in more energy to them for healing. So they may be able to override that, but they still have choice when they want to leave. So it's not that they're going to live to be 150 after this clearing. It's just that you feel much more energy coming back into your body that you lost each time a barcode came into place. And these are the aliens put on you. It's no different than your natal chart. You know, people look at a natal chart and say, yeah, I was born underneath this sign and everything else. And well, that's the chart that also is there to terminate you, just that they may not talk about that. So we take away these times that you may have overridden the death barcode, or maybe they're coming upon you. But normally the first barcode takes away 30 to 40% of your energy typically. So that could be at a given date, a given age. And the second one comes in. If you live past the first one, then you maybe lose another 10, 20%. So now you may be down 50, 60% of your energy, not knowing why. You just feel tired all the time and lack of enthusiasm. And you feel like life is giving you, you know, an awful role to live here. Then your third one hits, and a lot of people say, yep, I'm getting out of here. And remember, before the barcode hits, you're leaking energy out too. Remember, your energy is taken away from you. So all of a sudden, maybe you're living on 30% of your life force energy, and, you know, who wants to live with that? So you say, I'm giving up. And, you know, naturally they planned your death for you, the day that you're going to be dying, and you just say, okay, I'll follow this script here, and I'll be out of here. And, you know, that's the way it works. So what happens is you actually regain your life force back. Then it's up to you to choose how you wish to live your life, if you want to live longer or not. It's not up to the light ship to tell you how long you want to live, but they will give you your energy back to your body by taking these things off of you. Because your body should live for a long time. You know, if everybody notices, you know, when you're younger, you normally heal quite easily and very, very fast. And as you get older, you know, you realize that, yeah, this cut takes a little bit longer to heal. Well, that's because you're low on energy. Your life force, your healing ability is taken away from you. So I hope that answered the question, Brett. And that healing, incidentally, costs $150, and then you get a free healing with it, which is your emotional stress death barcode. So if they can't get you one way, they'll get you another. But each one takes typically 8 hours to do, and you have to be on your computer continuously for the 8 hours of time. So it's 6 hours minimum to do it. And I have people stay on in case they need an extra couple hours of emotional trauma release. So back to you, Brett.
Okay, yeah, that definitely answered my question. Thank you.
Is that clearing yet, Brett, the barcode clearing?
I have not, but I was considering getting it for a family member of mine.
Okay.
So I think I will do that pretty soon. My next question was about basically about families, and it was sometimes in a family, even though everyone shares a similar genetic history, you know, say for instance a brother and sister, why is it that sometimes one of the family members will seem to have a more difficult time in life or seem to have more challenges?
Because they're probably running more of the energy and the DNA. They have more popping up, okay? So what I find interesting, somehow when people are twins, they like their whatever you want to call it, their spiritual traumas here or whatever, is normally half, so their lives are normally pretty nice, you know, but that's the way twins work, where regular people have, you know, different loads. So it will just be the genetics here of what you're dealing with, what came up in this lifetime, and, you know, how much energy your body needs to have healed along with your spirit energy. So everybody, typically, through all of our past lives that we've had here, of traumas and DNA, we probably have all the same stuff. Our bodies are completely corrupted with all these judgments. But some people just have a rougher life in certain, you know, lifetimes than others. And that's just probably because your body has chosen, if you have a rougher life, to work on more things. And then again, on the other side of the coin, you probably are being under attack more with the aliens. This is why we have the alien attack removal on the website. And we had a question from Cindy, I believe, how many death barcodes can you get off of the $150? Well, the website is set up to initially do 3 for people. That's probably 90% of the people. But there's a drop-down box where you can go up to 10. So if you do 3 and you say, you know, I think I have one more, I ask my spirit, and it says, yeah, maybe you have 1 or 2 more, then by all means, just continue on. Some people, after they feel so much better after doing the first 2, they say, oh, I'm going to try one more. And that's perfectly fine, too. If you don't have one, it's not going to work. If you do have one, it will work for you. So some people are just curious, and they do an extra one just to play it safe because they feel so much better. But you will know. If you feel the energy doing you know, the barcode, each one takes 2 hours. It's 1 hour for the barcode, 1/2 an hour for emotional trauma release, and then a half an hour for spirit infusion to get the spirit back into your body, into those places where the barcode was either put on you or also the energy lost. So you need to get your spirit re-energized to get your life force back. So that's kind of how it works. And so each one is 2 hours. The reason why I ask people to come on longer, because some people go through a emotional trauma only because they realize that they could have died. And then you have all the emotions of family members that you would not be seeing any longer. And your emotional body actually kind of freaks out because it goes, man, you know, I'm losing the body that I'm living in now. I could have lost it. That's why you get emotional, plus further reasons too. But so sometimes you may want to redo the second part of the clearing, which is the emotional trauma release, and you can do that over again if you need it. And that way, you know when you're done. So back to you, Brett.
Is there a big difference between the regular emotional clearing and the family stress emotional clearing that comes with the death barcode?
No, it's 2 different clearings. One deals with death itself, and then the stress one is death and how they chose to take away your energy from you by causing you stress. The emotional clearing is like the silver bullet. It gets rid of so many things. And most people who have that emotional clearing, I highly recommend getting the unlimited. So if you're listening and you did it maybe a couple of years ago, that'd probably be with me in person in that time, and you want to get up to date again, you know, then you can go in there and you can clear and, you know, be brought up to date. And most people do the unlimited. The cost is $50. You can go on whenever you choose to, 24/7, as long as the website is up. And you can clear out your emotions. So if you have a bad day, bad hair day, go in there and clear it. A lot of people go on there more than once. And I highly recommend doing that because it puts you back into the moment and gets rid of that emotional trauma. So as far as the death barcode, yeah, if you want to do more, you can. Go right in there. The stress one is another way they get us. So if you don't get it through the actual death barcode of the body, the stress barcode gets activated after that too. So you could have actually these 2 barcodes running simultaneously with you. And they want you to have more stress in your life. And the stress also, you know, is a way they can get more energy off of you. But stress actually kills you also. So back to you.
There's a question on the fast chat from New, and that is if you've already done the death barcode and you're still tired, what should you do?
You're still tired after having it. That's very unusual. I would probably What you might want to do is give me an email new, and I'll just see what that might be. What I also offer is you may want to get on the Mind of the Body Clearing if you haven't had that one. Remember, the mind of the body is your healer. So you want to reactivate the healing energy in you if that didn't get fully, activated. Normally it does, but some people who have actual physical problems, you may want to do that, and also, do the infection body. So those two I'd probably recommend after it. But if you're feeling tired, I'm assuming that you're probably tired before the clearing, and you feel tired still, then there may be some other clearing that you might need. Just send me an email, and I'll check it to see what could be going on. I see about the spirit being corrupted. There is a healing for spirits also, because the spirit does get tired. This is why people want to leave, too. You hear them say, I lost my spirit. I don't want to live any longer. Well, it's because the spirit got, infected and is carrying too much judgment. So our time is kind of coming to a close here. Boy, this show went by very, very quickly. So you have a final question, Brett?
I was wondering if you could bring in an energy that I don't think you've ever brought in before, and it was the energy of Babaji.
Sure, we could do that. So this will be his energy from the light ship. And I'll just give a little plug where I am. I'm in New York right now. We're going to the New York New Life Expo at the New Yorker Hotel in Manhattan, 34th and 8th. So if you're on the East Coast, come and see me. Be this coming Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I think it's the 16th, 17th, 18th. And then I have some workshops there, or lectures anyway there. Then I have after Expo workshops at the ARE Center in Manhattan also, three of those. They're 3 hours apiece. So here comes the energy of Babaji from the light ship. I'll count to 10. It'll come into you through the light being on your monitor screen. So just scroll down. Here he comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And yes, we can do special healings. We can create healings for you if you need one. So that's also, I think, a question on the fast chat. Bring him in again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll just say blessings to all of you. I hope you had a wonderful healing tonight. Drink your water. And our next VBS program will be on Monday, 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern. So thank you, Brett. And we'll see everybody later. Have a wonderful evening, everybody.
Okay. Good night, Ron. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Brett. Good night, all.